part of the Mission District. He's a teacher and raising a new generation of Mission residents. And we're going to hear his testimony and his story.
Así que darle la bienvenida a Norman, residente de la Misión por toda su vida y maestro, ayudándole a nuestros niños a venir en esa, a enseñándoles a la nueva generación. Así que darle la bienvenida a Norman.
Thank you. Matter of applause. Basta ya! Basta ya! So, my mother got on a plane in Nicaragua back in 1972, January, 6 months pregnant with me. And by good grace, I came here. I was born in San Francisco. Lived above La Cumbre, right here in Valencia. I grew up in this neighborhood. I went to Bell Bazaar and got my school supplies. My friends and I went to the Kung Fu store and bought Ninja Stars. Right? The Kung Fu store. What you know about that? Some of us do, right? We've been there all our lives. I went to kindergarten right here at Marshall Elementary. So I'm homegrown and proud. And I'm teaching now in public schools. I'm teaching in the community where I was born and raised. And I'm struggling to do that. That may not be a reality for me anymore. But I'm here today to take a stand. Because I think it's important that I do stay. I think it's important that members of our community are able to pursue the kind of lives that they want in the communities that they've given their lives to. Right? So I've been thinking about this building. And if, let's say this building doesn't go up, right, which we all want, doesn't go up, the people who potentially would move into that building, they have choices right now in San Francisco. They'll be all right. If they don't live here, they'll find somewhere else in San Francisco to live. Their lives will not be inconvenienced. Their lives will not be put on hold. Their lives will not be put in turmoil. But if that building goes up, the people who will be displaced will not have those same options. They will not have choices in San Francisco. Their lives will be put on hold. Their lives will be put in turmoil and chaos. Their lives will be ruined. Right? That's why we're here, to prevent that. It's been going on for too long. Too many lives have been put on hold. Too many of us are struggling mightily to stay in the place that we call home. I'm also here on behalf of the folks that many times are voiceless, which are the students at Marshall Elementary School. They should have a say in whether or not they want this building in their neighborhood, right? If that building goes up, the schoolyard is covered in permanent darkness. Literally, the sun is blocked out. The developers made a suggestion to elevate the playground. What is that? Right? But then the school stays at the same level. I mean, it's not a solution. That just goes to say, you know what? We don't care what happens to your school. And again, I went to kindergarten. I remember what it's like to play in that playground on a sun-splashed day like today, right? To have that taken away from you and you can't say anything about it, that's an injustice. And that's also why we're here to prevent further injustices. Basta ya!
Entonces, yo recuerdo en 1979 cuando mi mamá vino aquí de Nicaragua. Yo viví arriba de la cumbre. Yo fui a kinder aquí en la Marshall. Y ahora soy un maestro en la vecindad de donde yo fui criado. Pero eso es algo que para mí se me está haciendo más y más difícil cada día. ¿Qué pensar que ese edificio ahí en la 16, aquí a cruzar la calle, no lo construyen? Toda la gente que tal vez se va a mover, que se hubiera movido a ese edificio, ellos van a estar bien. Ellos tienen otras opciones. Se pueden ir a mover a otro lugar en San Francisco. Pero si ese edificio sí lo construyen, el desplazamiento que va a ocurrir y la gente que se va a tener que mover de ahí, ellas, nosotros, no tenemos esas mismas opciones. Nuestras vidas se van a poner en pausa hasta que encontremos otro lugar donde vivir que es asequible. Y esto ha estado pasando por muchísimo tiempo y ya basta, ya es hora que esto termine. Y yo también estoy aquí para dar voz a los estudiantes de Marshall, que muchas veces no tienen el espacio para decir lo que ellos quieren. Porque si este edificio se construye, el patio de recreo de Marshall va a estar en oscuridad la mayoría del año. El sol va a estar bloqueado. Y yo sé lo que es jugar en ese patio de recreo con el sol arriba de mí. Los desarrolladores dicen que van a subir el patio de recreo, lo van a elevar, como que eso va a arreglar el problema. Pero no han dicho nada de minimizar las alturas del edificio. La solución a esta injusticia no es más edificio, ni el edificio que quieren construir ahí. Y la otra cosa es que esta injusticia ya basta. Díganlo conmigo.
Gracias.
All right. Up next, I want to introduce Elsa Ramos. Elsa Ramos, young person from the neighborhood. I was going to say this is the new generation of the mission. But you know what? This is the now generation of the mission. This is her mission. This is her city. We're going to hear from her right now. Let's give a hand to Elsa Ramos.
Que darle una bienvenida a Elsa Ramos, joven aquí en la misión. Y que tenemos que recordar que su generación, esta es su generación, esta es la misión de ella. Así que darle bienvenidas y escuchar lo que ella nos va a decir.
Thank you so much. All I'm here to do is share a little bit of my story. That's all I got, that's all I can share. It's an important story. It's a story that's really common here in the mission. It's a story that these companies don't want to hear. It's a story that these companies don't care about at all. But it's important, this is our community.
And me as the mayor.
My name is Elsa Ramos. I was born and raised here in San Francisco. We live right over here on 16 and South Venice. We've been living here for more than 20 years in a small studio with 8 people in it. My family migrated from Guadalajara. They came here to start a better life for their family and for their kids. And this is common, this is what the mission is about. It's supposed to be a sanctuary place, a safe city, a safe neighborhood for us to be here, for migrants to be here, migrant families to live and to succeed and to move forward from. And it hurts me. I was talking to a lot of people who I grew up with out here in the march, and the thing that we were talking about the most is the pain that we feel from all these new businesses coming up that have so much disregard for our culture, and also so much fucking, it just makes me really angry that they don't give a fuck about us, you know? They came over here building condos, naming them Vida, talking about like they're taking part of our culture, you know? They're erasing our murals. The one over there with the young migrant boy, that one's almost completely gone, and it hurts us. It hurts our generation. It's killing us because it's killing our inspiration. It's killing our culture, which is what's been keeping us alive. The mission culture is what raised me. The mission culture is what inspired me to move on and to be the first person in my family to go to college and to get a job and to succeed and support my family. And now they're trying to take that away from us. So I'm worried for my younger brothers. I'm worried for the next generations. Like, what are they gonna have? They're gonna have to live around these people that they can't relate to. They're gonna have to live with these people that look down on them, and that's fucked up. Thank you all for coming here. Thank you all for listening to me, and stay inspired and keep pushing forward. Thank you so much.
Yo estoy aquí para compartir mi historia porque mi historia es lo único que tengo. Y es una historia muy común, desafortunadamente. En nuestra comunidad. Yo crecí y fui criada aquí en la 16 y South Van Ness, en un estudio muy pequeño, con 8 personas. Mi familia, mis papás migraron aquí de Guadalajara porque esto era lo que era esta vecindad, un santuario para migrantes, un santuario para personas que vienen a buscar una mejor vida. Y yo, con mis otros compañeros con los que fui criado, estaba yo hablando en la marcha con ellos del dolor que sentimos ahora. El dolor porque las personas que vienen aquí a construir condominios, a abrir nuevos negocios, a nosotros no les importamos. Y están borrando nuestra comunidad, están borrando nuestra cultura, están borrando nuestros murales. La cultura que nos crió, la cultura que nos inspira, la cultura que nos da vida, nos las están borrando. Así que yo me preocupo por mis hermanos más pequeños, por la próxima generación que va a ser criada sin la misma cultura con la que yo fui criada, que van a tener que ser criados alrededor de personas que los ven mal, alrededor de personas que piensan que son mejor que ellos porque tienen más dinero. Y eso es lo que me preocupa. Así que la próxima vez que vemos un mural que ya no está, o vemos otro condominio, que no solamente pensar en el dolor, pero mantenernos inspirados, que vamos a seguir luchando por y vamos a seguir, porque aquí vamos a estar, aquí estamos y no nos vamos.
All right, sí se puede. Sí se puede. Up next, I want to introduce Paula Tejada. Tejada, local merchant, small business woman, Chile Lindo, right down the street. So let's give it up to her and her story.
I got it. Thank you. Congratulate yourselves for being here, ladies and gentlemen. I gotta make this short so I've gotten written down. Community is everyone. Community has to come first, before your personal agenda, because a community is an ecosystem that has countless ramifications that affect all aspects of society. Community is a support system in a society. This is a time when it is very easy to start placing blame on those that are a little different from us. Be careful that you do not become the racist just because someone like a developer, a techie, or an activist looks different. Beware of generalizations in general. Generalizations will only alienate people and cut the potential for dialogue that could lead to opportunity. If we keep our eyes set on the goal, which is to help the people living in the streets in utter devastation, create more affordable housing, keep people from losing their homes, and keep small businesses from closing, then we are creating the opportunities we need in the mission. Let's find a way to channel funds to our local social programs, schools, cultural groups. Again, that is where we need to place our attention. Negotiation. Remember that everything is negotiable always. If there is $82 million to build a building, show us the budget allocated to create a safety net for those that are directly affected by this mega construction project. As a united front, we are making sure that the developers meet the needs of this community. This united front has to grow more and more and include all sectors of the community. This united front has to grow more and more so that through communication among one another and trust with each other and embrace all groups that make up this community. People are power, and we're providing the solutions. Pointing fingers will only splinter us, and we will lose our power. There are people with integrity in all circles, just as there are people without principles in all circles. This movement is rooted in years of activism in the mission, and it is only getting stronger and stronger. So big capital. Now is the time to start changing your modus operandi, stop with your bulldozers, and start applying consciousness to the equation. Thank you. Gracias.
Comunidad, dense un aplauso por estar aquí hoy. La comunidad es un ecosistema delicado que no podemos hacerle lo que queramos. La comunidad tiene que venir antes de nuestras agendas personales. Y es un sistema de apoyo en un tiempo cuando los sistemas de apoyo, las redes de apoyo son muy pocas para nuestra gente. Tenemos que mantener nuestro ojo en nuestra meta. Ayudar a personas que viven en la calle, ayudar a personas a que no pierdan su hogar, ayudarle a los pequeños negocios comunitarios que se mantengan abiertos. Y tenemos que asegurar que haya fondos para nuestras escuelas, nuestros programas sociales, nuestros programas culturales. Porque si hay $82 millones para construir esas torres, tiene que haber 82 millones de dólares para nuestra red social, ¿sí o no? Necesitamos una frente unida, grande y diversa. Así que hay que mantenernos con los ojos en la meta, un movimiento grande e inclusivo, y que abrir los brazos a todos que quieran venir y luchar con nosotros. Gracias.
All right, I want to bring up brother Sanyaka to talk a little bit about what's going on when it comes to rents and what's happening in SRO single room occupancy hotels.
Que den la bienvenida a Sanyaka, que nos va a venir a decir cómo este desarrollo va a afectar a los compañeros que viven en los hoteles.
All right, first of all, I want to give love and respect for everybody that came out to here. The mission, the neighborhood is strong. Right, the warriors of the neighborhood that came out today to stand up for their people, so I got to give you love and respect for that. I'm here to talk about what's going down in the SROs and how this development is going to affect the people there. SRO hotels, we got like the U, we got the EULA, Grand Southern down there. A lot of these hotels are what people have left with, right, when they're displaced from their homes, their apartments and whatnot. What they're left with is these SRO hotels before they become homeless, a lot of the times, right? It's one of the last bits of affordable housing in the city. There's families that live in these rooms, whole families that live in these rooms, and you got corporations like Maximus developing condos when it's families that have been living here 10, 15, 20 years in these tiny rooms. The conditions in the buildings are extremely horrible. And what's happening is that the hotel owners, the managers and the landlords, they're trying to convert these hotels into tourist hotels. They got people from France and all kinds of places coming over here, right? Displacing people who've been living in the Mission, who've been living in San Francisco for a long time, right? These places should be homes. They shouldn't be places for tourists to come on in and visit and continue to gentrify the city, right? So it's one of the things, I don't have a lot of time. I just want to leave y'all with that. We have to include the people that live in the residential hotels in this fight, in this struggle. There's some of the what contributes to the vibrancy of the neighborhood, right? Folks have been fighting these hotels for years, several organizations representing them. They represent themselves, right? So show the brothers and sisters some love, show the family some love, right? All power to the people, free the land.